Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Look, I have full confidence in our staff, regardless what we're picking. I think we can always find value, and watching what Matas has done and his progression during the year, I think that gives you hope. Obviously, this group knows that expectations are going to be higher next year, and I think they're going to be ready for it.
Tune in to Spiegel and Holmes this afternoon, starting at 2 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs and the Rockies at Wrigley Field on May 26th. It is brought to you by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch.
I already feel like a Bosch. What's good?
Does the vice president of the basketball ops for the Bulls feel like a Bosch?
Is there any reason he shouldn't? Has there been any pressure applied to him for you to believe that his job is in jeopardy anytime soon?
Yeah, that would mean he feels like a Bosch.
Yeah. So tonight is the NBA's draft lottery. I know you'll all be tuned in at 6 p.m. I think it's on ESPN.
I love that stuff. I will be tuned in.
And it's
in.
Like ping pong balls. 1.7% chance for the Bulls to get the number one overall pick. 8% chance for them to get a top four pick. And here's the area I want you to realize as those numbers come in and who's picking where. If it's anybody who had the fifth to eighth best odds, just remember that if they jump into the top four, because that's where the Bulls could have been if they had said we're tanking.
Isn't that what happened to Atlanta last season?
Atlanta had like a 3% chance and they won in a very not great Zachary Ricochet. I'm not trying to talk bad about him, but what have you heard anything about Zachary Ricochet? He was number one pick that just kind of happened. We'll see if he gets better. He could develop. But here's the bottom line. The NBA has a chance to make something happen tonight. They have a way to push back against all the tanking that goes on. Layla brought up the point earlier that should mediocrity be rewarded? And my response to that is inferiority should definitely not be rewarded. Mediocrity is above inferiority. So I think that they need to cheat. Mark Grody's with me.
Mm-hmm.
Give the Bulls the number one pick and say, this is what happens when you play hard and try, even if your roster is not as good as it should be because your vice president of basketball or president of basketball operations doesn't know what he's doing. I don't know how they plan to get better in terms of adding because, for instance, I heard that there was a megastar, a former MVP, a former finals MVP, possibly available on the trade market. The Bulls have no bullets. They have nothing to fire at the Milwaukee Bucks to attain Giannis Antetokounmpo. So I need y'all to stop today and stop bringing up the Bulls possibly training for Giannis Antetokounmpo. They don't have the parts. Not the players, not the draft capital. They don't have what other teams have because they've chosen not to tank and they've chosen not to make trades that would make their team better in terms of resources. So that's the punishment. You don't get to talk about trading for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Wait, what was the point you were making about Karnaschovas earlier before you got to the Giannis stuff?
He's not done a good job. He's not placed them in a position to win. One thing he has done, though, is try to win, which I think should be rewarded by the NBA cheating and giving the Bulls the number one overall pick to send a message to all the would-be Cooper Flag drafters.
I mean, and that's fair. I get the concept. I just feel like the NBA isn't in the era of basketball reasons anymore. You know, we've talked about how there have been times where there were slights in who got the first overall pick and why. New Orleans and Zion comes to mind. Memphis and Ja that year. You know, the Bulls picked seventh how many times in a row? Even when they had better chances.
So they're due is what you're saying.
No, I think it's the opposite. I feel like the NBA picks who they pick when the franchise has a need.
The Bulls are, they have a need.
They do.
And they have a need to be back in the playoffs and doing well.
Is it still right to say that the NBA is better when the Bulls are better?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been so long since we've even had the discussion.
Yeah, well,
which is why I say they're due.
The peak of the Derrick Rose era, right? That's the last time, 2012?
Yeah, I think, I feel like it was like, I was getting here on the tail end of that group of the Bulls. You know, that was, I got here in October of 2015,
but
so
we
to
all
see that season.
We all remember the conspiracy surrounding that happening, right? How did the Bulls get the hometown guy, the unquestionable number one overall pick in a year in which they only had a 1.7% chance of doing it? You did it then. You can do it again.
No questions. We won't ask you. Whatever you did, I don't care what you did. I'm looking over here. Do whatever you need to do. Freeze the envelopes. I don't care.
Why is Layla shaking her head?
I'm just frustrated with the whole process because...
Bro, you're such
a
square.
Is it the draft process or the Bulls process?
Well, okay, so I was going to say, I'm frustrated with the process because... The Bulls put themselves in this position to where we're talking about this amount of luck that we need to have when in reality, they're the ones who decided to make trades and only acquire back that pick and the control they're in from San Antonio. You know, that's why we're discussing this. It wasn't extra assets. They wanted players. So here we are talking about this draft lottery as a formality instead of how other teams look at it, which is a way to either add assets that will future change their team, you know, not maybe next year, but the years to come. And instead, we're just trying to figure out if they get another player who fits into this group of 9 or 10 good ones, right?
At 12 overall, probably. That's the likelihood of where you're picking.
And likely that person's going to go to the G League or something. You know, the concept of it being another Modest might not be the case.
That's true.
Just based on how, even though this is a strong draft class, how the odds work at the pick they likely get.
You said the process, trust the process. Because I'm like thinking about, like, would the NBA be more interested in the Bulls being good or the 24-58 Philadelphia 76ers? I mean, like, the worst teams in the league, Washington, 18-64. Were they tanking? Are they waiting for that pick?
Definitely tanking.
Right? So they could teach the lesson with Watt, get, you know, give them Cooper Flag enough. Charlotte's 19-63. Brooklyn. What about Brooklyn? Like, with the NBA, oh, man, we got to give a boost to Brooklyn. I'm just saying the Bulls might have competition in this scandal we are promoting.
But those teams tanked.
But after everything that happened with the Nets specifically,
I see what
you're
saying,
consider their group of superstars and how that all fell apart spectacularly.
Yeah. Utah? 17-65. You guys brought up New Orleans, 21-61.
Yeah, like New Orleans just got unlucky. So many injuries.
You also brought up Giannis, though. And the Bulls, in 2 years, the Bulls wouldn't have enough assets.
Y'all are with me, though, right? Like, we can end this Giannis to the Bulls talk. We don't need to start it. We need to squash it at every turn.
Oh, Unless you don't think Rob Pelinka talking to Nico Harrison again. It's not happening. And even then, it involved Anthony Davis.
So go ahead.
You don't think they'd take a young Modest Bozelis? I couldn't even troll. I couldn't do it.
That's what we're doing, Grody. We're just being
guys. Talen Horton Tucker for Giannis. Who says no?
If I could have done that better, that
this would be
been
a good time to remind you that if you listen today through Thursday for your chance
Stacey
to win
King
tickets,
said he was something, man. Like right up there.
To our live broadcast at Brick House in Wrigleyville. Special guest Ian Happ will be there on May 28th. It's all brought to you by Verizon. So listen, and we're going to give away some tickets later on in this show and also through Thursday. But Mark, the Bulls have played themselves out of the chance to trade for a superstar, which going back to last year, I kept telling people, just please get assets so that when a superstar comes available, you can do it.